The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and with me is my beautiful wife with a new hairdo. Her name is?
Me.
Robin. Yes, indeed. And it's her birthday next Monday. So we're going to celebrate Sunday, and then kids will be here Monday and Tuesday, and then Robin and I are headed out of town for a little bit. So we'll... We'll be back. Actually, not sure where we're going to be broadcasting from next Saturday,
Yes, we did.
Well, we know, but I'm not going to tell them. So, anyway.
We'll tell you that morning.
Yeah, we'll tell you on Saturday morning. Let's talk to Frank in St. Michael's. Morning, Frank. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, kids, and happy birthday to you, Robin.
Thank you very much.
And many, many more.
Thank you. I hope so.
Alan, I've had this lead issue on my mind for years.
Okay.
For this reason, I go to the local, I used to go to the local ski club, track club there.
Yeah.
I get to, and 150 yards or so beyond this skeet range, in the direction that they're always shooting, is, the crops are rotated, but it's soybean corn.
Right.
And the lead is falling in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Where these crops are grown. You can't tell me that some of the lead doesn't become embedded in the corn as it's flying. Now this grain is sold to a farmer and the cows are ingesting it, in my opinion. I think lead is a very controversial thing because it's such a neurological toxin. And so I'm just throwing that out there for consideration because this place has been there for, 50 years.
Okay.
Tons and tons of lead that just must be laying there in the soil. You know, it should be one of those fun sites. It should be cleaned up, in my opinion. Or the soil should be tested, at the very least. You know, how fast does lead break down in the soil? Does it break down at all?
I don't know.
Does it get absorbed by the roots of the plants? You know, the food that we're ingesting.
That I also don't know.
See,
the initial lead ban when it came to wildlife was the ban on lead for waterfowl hunting. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that was because that as the ducks fed, and you know, the normal feeding process for a duck is to just
scoop off the bottom.
Yeah, scoop off the bottom. That's a good word, scoop. I was trying to think of a better word, but you're right. And they would ingest the lead into their body. Well, we know that lead, ingested lead, just like with lead paint, that's why there's a ban on lead in paint. Just like lead paint, it is a neurological toxin, and it was killing some waterfowl. How much? We don't know. We don't know, you know, how many studies were done. I guess I could go back and look at all that. But that led to the conversion to steel shot, and the manufacturers adapted to that. Waterfowl hunters didn't like it, you know, still don't like it. But they're adapting to it. So then other alternatives to lead were used, like heavy shot and tungsten and that type of thing. And tungsten right now and TSS shot, for example, for turkey loads, it's going to cost you $10 to $12 for one shotgun shell. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I priced a box of 20 gauge federal TSS shot. 8 to 10 pellet size, all mixed up in one shell, which is right. What they do with turkey loads, $75.99.
Wow.
Okay, that's $12 per shot. So, Is that going to take people out of the turkey hunting world? Probably not, because if they're not going to be able to afford that, I'm sure they've got some number four, or number six, or number five shot laying around, and they're going to use their 12 gauge and go back to using the old lead shot. Okay, but the tungsten is, of course, very heavy, heavier than lead, and very effective out to, you know, 40 yards with a 20 gauge or even a 410 shotgun. So people are, you know, this is the newest trend, single shot, red dot sight, 410 or 20 gauge, because it's lighter to carry, it's easier, and that type of thing. But you know what? I've still got a 12 gauge that'll kill a turkey just as dead as the 20 gauge with tungsten shot. So, you know, people will adapt, but will they adapt if it comes down to shooting their, you know, their straight wall cartridge, their 350 Legend or their 450 Bushmaster, or their 444 or their 4570? You know, if you can't use a lead bullet in that, you know, are people going to be deterred from hunting? And in particular, they're going to be deterred from hunting on the National Wildlife Refuge. I mean, there's a lot of people like to hunt whitetail, or particularly sick of deer, on Blackwater.
Right.
You know, if they have to convert to copper shotgun slugs or copper muzzleloader bullets, they will. But have you priced them lately? You know, $35 for a box of Hornaday solid coppers, you know, a box of 20. So are people going to convert? They will. They won't like it. They will. But it's just another thing. It's just another thing to eventually get people out of the, you know, to expense them out of hunting and fishing.
Okay.
Well, you can tie on a spark plug and use that as a fishing weight to get you out there in the surf. You can
I was going to suggest a 1-inch nut and bolt.
You can do a 1-inch nut and bolt. You can do steel if you want. Not very convenient to rig it, you know, but people will adapt. People will adapt to that. But why should we have to is the question. So anyway, you brought up some legitimate concerns. I'd have to read that, whether lead, you know, can affect fishing crops or agricultural crops, excuse me. But here's an experiment, Frank, if you want to know. Okay? Get a house plant, put a lead sinker in the soil. See what happens.
There's an idea, because I do have a garden.
Well, there you go.
Interesting. Okay, well, where the turkey hunting is concerned, not to nullify your point, but I'm looking at a bag that I have here, and I must have 50 turkey shells. I mean, I've bought shells when I didn't need them.
Right.
And the last time I shot one shell at a turkey was 4 years ago.
Well, I understand that. I understand that, you know. And look, I've got boxes of, you know, number six shot. I've got a 12 gauge, and I could use all that for turkeys. And, you know, but years ago, the cost is negligible now because it's been paid for. But, you know, if I want to take, and I've got TSS shot. I've got a box of that as well. But I bought it before it went to $75 a box. So, but what will this do to new hunters? What will this do to new people getting in? You know, somebody needs to mentor people that says, you don't need the latest and greatest. You don't have to invest, you know, a month's pay in a box of shells,
right,
to go turkey hunting. There's other ways to do it. There's alternatives. So, but when it comes to dove hunting, do you use steel shot for doves?
Oh, I haven't done that in ages.
Well, that's you. See, but a lot of people love to dove hunt.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a big thing here on the Eastern Shore. If you had to use steel shot for doves, I guess people would adapt just like they do for waterfowl. I guess there's, you know, small enough steel shot out there to use. But, I mean, I don't really want to use number fours or number sixes on doves. I like my 7.5, 8 shot for doves, you know, in lead. So there you go. All right. Well, Frank, thanks for weighing in, buddy.
Absolutely. I just brought it up for the health standpoint or health concerns, Alan.
I got it. Yep.
Well, you all right. Well, and enjoy your trip.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So we just got an email from Charlie. He said gun clubs have companies come in and reclaim the shot from the grounds. The clubs get paid for it. So there's an alternative. Thanks for that.
That's a cool idea.
It is a cool idea. So
kind of like what they do with probably with golf balls that
golf
drive it around.
Yeah, exactly. Golf balls that drive. Think of it like that. I think that's great. I do. I absolutely do.
And I woke up just to put that part in.
You were sleeping, were you?
I was almost out. I didn't mean to. Sorry, guys.
Funny. All right, let's talk about our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop. You know, I was there to see Mr. Clyde the other day. He's having a rough patch with his health, and we just wish him well. I guess he came through COVID here recently, and so it was nice to see him and talk to him for a little bit. We talked about a few different things. But right now we're going to talk about Clyde Sports Shop and Browning Firearms. So, yeah. We talked about the shotgun sports. Well, there's a couple right now that are pretty good, and they start with Satori. There's a 725 Sporting Clays model, Satori, 12 gauge over and under, available in 20 gauge too. It's the Satori 725 Sporting. It's built for shotgun sports, particular sporting clays, and a lot of people love to do that. It's got a fiber optic bead, a gloss oil finish, checkered walnut, engraved low profile steel receiver, mechanical trigger, and 12 and 20 gauge models also feature ported barrels and Invector DS choke tubes. That's the Satori. Now, if you like that gun, you're used to that gun, you like to shoot that gun for sporting clays, you can always take your sporting clay gun, you know, for upland birds, but they do have a Satori Hunter Grade 1. It's new for 2022. It's a reliable over and under shotgun, and it is comes with three choke tubes, but it's a little bit less expensive than the 725. So it's a good waterfowl gun. If you like over and under, it's a good upland gun if you like that as well. Then there's the X-Bolt Medallion. This is a traditional firearm, bolt action, high-powered rifle. It's got a gloss high-grade walnut finish with a rosewood end cap, polished blue steel, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger bolt action, and a scope is not included on that, even though there's a picture of it. But the X-Bolt is the way to go for a bolt-action rifle if you're looking for one. And then we'll talk about the BPS shotgun. They brought it back. A newly designed stock with a new look, larger trigger guard, a matte blue finished barrel, and a forged machined steel receiver, bottom ejection, which is what the BPS pump shotgun is known for, satin finish walnut pump action, all with superior fit and new checkering surface. So if you'd like to check out the new line of Brownings at Clyde Sports Shop, that's the place to do it, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. The new website is ClydesFishingGear.com, ClydesFishingGear.com. So it is. All right, Backyard Billies. Let's talk about Backyard Billies. You've put it off long enough. Summer's here. Going to get hot. Time to get a head out to the backyard with family and friends, eat a little few crabs and some potato salad, and do some barbecue. Well, Backyard Billies on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. And I'll include decks in that, too. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially over 300 Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find kids' gym sets, tiki bars for the adults, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger. That's a pellet grill, by the way. Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, and those are grill smokers. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. One of my favorites. I like to talk about them. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. Backyard Billy's is a premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Stop by today. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I remember when Mary Lou said, "You want to walk me home from school?" Well, I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone, son." "You would?" I said, "Me too." And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, "Do what you want to do." I got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, "This frog's for you." She said, "I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me, you fool, fool." "I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what
it..." That sounds like our household. "I don't like spiders, and Robin doesn't like snakes." All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We are talking about the proposed lead ban by the Biden administration through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, banning lead ammunition on national wildlife refuges and lead fishing tackle. Public comment period is open. I'll be glad to send you the link to the Sportsman's Alliance if you'd like to have that. Spoke to the Sportsman's Alliance the other day. Fellow that's quoted in this press release as of yesterday. His name is Todd Adkins, and maybe you knew Todd when he lived in Chestertown. He lives in Ohio now at near the headquarters of the Sportsman's Alliance. But these folks are all over this. I'm going to quote what he says. "The proposed lead ban on refuges kicks open the barn door to banning lead ammunition and tackle on all federal land, including national forests, bureaus of land management lands, national preserves, and other areas," explains Todd Adkins, vice president of governmental affairs for the Sportsman's Alliance. "It provides a legal basis for radical animal rights and environmental groups to sue the federal government to force additional lead bans. In effect, President Biden is handing the extremists a howitzer to fire at the federal government until the use of lead in ammunition and tackle for hunting and fishing is banned everywhere. That's the threat. And there's more. The problems don't stop with federal land. Because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service distributes excise tax money from the purchase of firearms, ammunition, archery equipment, and fishing gear, Google American system of funding for fish and wildlife, or American system of conservation funding, and you'll read all about it. The agency might attempt to force states to adopt similar bans on state public land. Okay, it's not unforeseeable to envision the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service using its leverage the way the federal government once forced states to adopt seatbelt laws, alcohol age minimums, and more. Not unheard of. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Robin, you outfished me. You schooled me on hickory shad.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what bait you were using that day?
Uh-uh.
It was a shad dart.
Okay, yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're not with us today, are you?
I'm here.
you used a shad dart, right? We were both using shad darts, and you outfished me like 12 to 1, which is fine. But what would happen if they would ban shad darts? Lead in shad darts. We'd have to buy brass shad darts, or we'd have to use spoons, or, you know, we wouldn't be able to use those lead head jigs and a shad dart.
Okay.
Unless it was made out of something else.
Okay.
So let's say a shad dart goes from a dollar to $6 for a quarter ounce shad dart made out of brass or tungsten or something like that. And you like to have 10 or 20 of them in your tackle box, at least in all different colors. Would that put some people out of fishing? Would that exclude a lot of people from fishing?
It depends on who the president is.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking just.
I'm sorry.
I know.
2 years ago, I would have. Now, I wouldn't spend that much. No.
Right, exactly. I got it.
That's the truth.
People on fixed incomes aren't going to spend that kind of money just to go fishing, you know?
No, but I'm on my contribution to our family is a fixed income.
Right.
So.
Got it. All right, let's talk to Ted in Catonsville. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing well. What's up?
I'd like to wish Robin a happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My question is related to what you do, but a little aside, I'd like to know a little more about smoking food on a grill.
Okay.
Are you familiar with it?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Our son-in-law really is.
Our son-in-law is the smoker in the family when it comes to the food. I mean, he's the grillmeister. He knows more about it than I do for sure. But what is your question in particular?
Is conflict between getting a hot grill to make a hamburger versus a cooler grill to get the smoke? How do you cook with smoking?
Low and slow. You use indirect heat, so you build your.
He's saying, which one do you use? I mean.
Well, he asked about smoking.
Right. Okay.
So you got to use indirect heat, which means the meat is on the grill, but the flame, the charcoal or whatever you use, and that's the only way to smoke, I think, is charcoal with some hardwood chunks on there to get the smoke going, is not directly underneath the meat. What you do is you build your fire one side of your grill. You put the meat on the other side of the grill. What was that? Okay. And then you put a pan of water underneath your whatever you're smoking. You cover it up. You monitor it every now and then. And that's pretty basic how you do it. Or you just invest in a smoker and put the heat source in the bottom of the smoker, put the meat on the rack, and let it go.
But if you want a hamburger and you're going to smoke a hamburger, it's going to smoke low and slow. It's not going to cook the same as
No, a hamburger, you don't.
He was asking about you. Never mind.
Well, I mentioned hamburgers. What I really cook a lot of is like chicken breast and so on.
Yeah.
And I have a Traeger grill, which is a wonderful smoker.
Yeah.
But it's a conflict of getting the smoke, which is low temperature, versus cooking conventionally, which is higher temperature.
Right.
You lose the smoke.
Right. I got it. Well,
I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. They've got a grill specialist at Backyard Billy's. Give them a call. I'm sure there's probably something in your instruction book on that. I'm not familiar that much with a Traeger. I do know they're a great smoker, but they're also a good grill as well. So I think you can adjust the temperature and the pellet flow with that Traeger grill.
You can, yes.
And so you want to get your temperature hotter and add more pellets and cook faster if you're doing chicken breast and hamburgers and things like that. My thought. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not that familiar with the grill. So.
Well, that's my thought. I asked that you guys are big into fishing and other things. I wonder how much carryover into cooking.
Exactly.
I got some, and like I said, I can also ask my son-in-law when I get off the air, and he wakes up today.
I think he has a Traeger as well. So, all right, we'll try to get an answer for you. Okay.
Thank you very much, and I will remember Backyard Billy's.
Okay,
thank
do that.
You.
Thank you, buddy.
You.
Have a
bye.
Good one. Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Louie. Good morning, Louie. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Pardon my paranoid, but I smell a rat with this lead band for the
on
their liberties. What I want to know is, I tuned in late to your show. Have any reliable studies been done to demonstrate that lead sinker weights, et cetera, are an actual harm to the environment or fish or animals or whatever? I've got to know that.
Well,
I asked the same question.
well, here's what early on it said, filed in the Federal Register on June 8th, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service commits to a lead ban on any new hunting opportunities on national wildlife refuges across the country. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also proposes to ban lead ammunition on existing hunting areas on 18 refuges located in other states, including Maryland. Okay. Finally, the proposal includes a new study on the impacts of lead ammunition and tackle on wildlife refuges. So there was a study done. This is brand new stuff. This came in yesterday. I haven't had an opportunity to sit down and see what that study talks about. But apparently there was a new study on the impacts of lead ammunition and tackle on wildlife refuges. Of course, you know what these studies do, depending on who conducts them, they work the study to come to the conclusion that they've already drawn. Let's say it's the Sierra Club or it's one of these environmental groups or somebody like that that says, we believe lead is bad, okay? So then they have a study and they go, yep, lead is bad.
What do you know about that?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? We did a study. So I'd have to read that study and see what it's all about.
So. Like Homer Pyle used to say, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, really.
I got it right here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, you've got a great show. I listen to you very occasionally on Saturdays. I'm not a hunter. I'm not a fisher, but I'm passionate about freedom.
Got it. You and I both, brother.
Thank you so much. You and your good wife, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
I found
have
a PDF.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oklahoma State did
a study on it,
but I'm just trying to find out when the study was done.
Okay.
Can't find a date on it.
Yeah. Hey, Robin.
What?
I meet a lot of people. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he said, do you know anything about, he said, I'm having trouble understanding this concept of cloning.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he came out of the blue with it, and I basically said, that makes two of us. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
I can't find any dates on these things.
Well, keep looking, baby. Keep looking. So, hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant
is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, Spurry's Tire Service. Sorry. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. They're always busy, you know. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawn mowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing and filling your vehicle's air conditioning problems, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, or call 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
Yep, sent that out to all our truck driving buddies, Dan and the rest of them out there on the road listening to the Outdoors and Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis. We are here, and we're talking about the ban on lead weights and fishing tackle and lead ammunition on the National Wildlife refuges, not only here in Maryland, but, you know, all 300 and some of them that allow hunting across the country out of the 700 and some national wildlife refuges. And, you know, it's just it's the camel's nose under the tent when it comes to that, because we're, it could be Bureau of Land Management lands for anybody that hunts in the West. It could be national parks. It could be any place where hunting is allowed on federal land. So it's a bad proposal. And if you'd like the information on this, I'll be more than glad to send you the link, or you can just go to the Sportsman's Alliance and look it up yourself. Sportsman's Alliance is where all this came from. And, they're lobbyists. They have a an office in Washington, and, you can check them out online on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram if you want to do that. It's Sportsman's Alliance. Now, there's other ways to get in contact with the Fish and Wildlife Service and let them know your thoughts, and I think you should. 410-WCBN 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we are standing by to take your call. Did everybody sign up for the fishing tackle today, or did we not even mention it? Okay. I'm sorry, Tim. We just got this, and this will affect you, Tim. You know, you put out tackle with lead in it. So just, if you're listening. If you'd like to win a fishing tackle package at the end of the month, we'd be more than glad to, sign you up. Aaron has the sign up form. All you gotta do is call in, leave your number with, Aaron, and go on the air with Robin and I, and we'll be more than glad to, put you in that contest to win a great fishing tackle package. If you look at, High Tide Tackle, Tim Sherman has his, has it on his page. We'll probably put a post up on the, on our Outdoors and Radio Show page, with a couple of the components of the fish and tackle package. Real nice package. So I can send it to, out to anybody that would like to know. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a ring. We're more than glad to talk with you about, fishing, crabbing, hunting, lead band, whatever you want to talk about. Firearms, we're here. Aaron is standing by to take your call. Aren't you, buddy? Aren't you, Aaron? Yes, he is. He must be answering the phone right now. So, I wasn't able to make it to the meeting the other night at Blackwater. I hope, maybe somebody who might have gone could give us a call here. Let us know how the meeting went. It was basically a review of the updates on, Blackwater hunting and fishing programs. And I know the lead-free ammunition was brought up. You know, along with that, though, the proposal to allow straight-wall cartridges to hunt on the, rifle cartridges to be able to hunt on the refuge, as opposed to just shotguns and muzzleloaders, straight-wall rifle, straight-wall caliber rifles, 350 Legend, 450 Bushmaster, 440, 445, 70, and those, and similar, even 450 Marlin like I have. But what happens if there's a lead ban? You're out. You're just out, when it comes to, that, unless you find somebody that can reload those cartridges with a copper, all-copper ammunition. So let's talk to Henry in Baltimore. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah, engineering program.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you do lobbyists and things like that sometimes if it's called for it around this subject, right?
Uh-huh.
So it can happen at any time, right? And the people come out and protest about the situation.
Well, I don't know about people coming out and protesting it, but you can certainly let your feelings be known to not only the refuge system about their proposal, but you can also let your feelings be known to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So, it's all a result of an environmental group suing the federal government in regard to the 700 and some national wildlife refuges around the country, including the four here in Maryland, two of which you can hunt, Blackwater and Eastern Neck. Okay, and the goal is to get a big settlement from the government. But they've taken it further. They've said, "No, yeah, great. Let's ban lead, And the Biden administration has moved forward with that through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So, you know, there's a process. You can protest through those entities if you want, and, you know, people should.
So that means you have to get with your lettuce license.
No, you can do it in person.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go online and write a letter if you want. You can, you know, read the proposals. You can send your thoughts right to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service if you want.
Culture, when you go on land, I can't think of the word right now, but, I see what you're saying. You've been talking about it all morning.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
All right, buddy, thanks.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. Bye-bye.
Agriculture, that's the word.
What is
agriculture.
It?
Agriculture.
Agriculture, right. Thanks, Henry. All right, let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Alan, good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
Thank you very much. Very much.
You talk about lead. I just got my molds back from a friend of mine that molded up about 800 lead head jigs that we're using right now up in the Susquehanna for rockfish. But it seems like with this latest administration, everything is and anything is flying through the gambit to throw a negative clinch on just about everything and anything anymore. You
right.
Know, it's like, what's next?
Yeah.
But,
this is next.
Huh?
This is next.
Yeah. I mean, would this be going on with Trump? I don't think so.
No,
he reversed it.
Let me read it here real quick, okay? I don't know if you heard the first hour or not. But
I did not. I just
all right.
Arrived.
Let's see. A study would seem unnecessary as the Biden administration has previously announced its intention to return to the Dan Ash rule. Ash, who served as director of the Fish and Wildlife Service under President Obama, issued an order banning lead on all national wildlife refuges the day before President Trump was sworn in as president. The order was rescinded by the newly appointed Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, on his first day in the job. With clear evidence that the Biden administration has already made up its mind, it is unclear what purpose the research would serve other than as hand-waving bureaucracy at its finest. That's the study. That's the study that was included in this proposal.
Well, let me tell you right now, aside from all this garbage, but there's a hell of a strong bite right now on stripers up in the upper Susquehanna, up all the
right.
way to Conowingo Dam.
Right.
All the way down to Hodges. We've got an awesome bite going on.
Right.
I'm not quite sure. I was talking to some of my friends about why it's only one fish per person, but we've got a healthy fishery right now.
And, well, it was explained to me.
It's really good.
It was explained to me that there's a, other than the initial spawning run, there's mm-hmm. another run of striped bass about this time of year.
That are
called silver stripers, or I mean, there's some name for it, but they're mm-hmm. basically all the same size fish, and mm-hmm. you know they invade the bay after the spawn, and
mm-hmm. yeah,
am I right about this? I mean.
Yeah, it's absolutely. We got a migratory, we got resident. You know, I don't know where they reside and
right.
where the migratories come from. I'm
right,
not
but you're, are you saying these are migratory fish that have come in
they
fresh are, off
they,
the ocean?
They have sea lice in them. They got a strong
exactly.
amount of sea lice in them, and when they get into freshwater up in the Susquehanna, that usually they fall off within about 2 or 3 days.
Right,
it goes from a real purple gill to pink.
Yep.
And that's what I'm seeing right now is the pink. So they've been around
this is a strong run of these spring silver stripers that are run in from the ocean on their way migration up the coast. And I guess they come and go. And it's this time of year just about every year. And apparently there's a strong run of them now. So
it's good. It's a good thing. It kind of takes puts a slowdown on the complaints I hear about the lack of, but they're definitely here, so we'll leave it at that. Have you all heard about some of the commercial regs that are going to be implemented or they're looking at for crabs?
Yes. Oh, I forgot to say that. Are there not?
Yeah,
so I saw
I
that.
Just heard it this week, Alan, and it's a little, again, I don't know all the ins and outs, but it sounds like there's going to be a 2-week, for commercial. It's a commercial only, not rec, but on crabs and, 8 bushel per 300 pot for commercial.
Well, there's possible changes to the recreational blue crab season as well.
I didn't hear that one,
that just
came out.
Whether
it's good or bad, I don't know whether it needs to be done.
They're pointing at the winter dredge survey. I mean, it's been the lowest dredge survey in a long, long time. And, the crab population is in trouble. So they're trying to implement some emergency regulations.
Yeah. And if it's, an issue, I'm 100% behind anything that, if it's a problem, we need to address it. I was a new one I heard, and it'll be interesting. It'll be public input on that meeting. So.
Let me read this to you. Based on these results of the winter dredge survey and the management recommendations from the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources is working with our neighboring jurisdictions to take management action on the remaining 2022 crabbing season to ensure the fishery remains sustainable. We're looking for feedback from the recreational crabbing community as to which options they would prefer and why. The options we have provided focus on season and catch limits because these are changes that can be made quickly enough to be effective for this crabbing season. Please keep in mind there are other regulatory tools available, but they cannot be enacted quickly enough. You can review the options and share your feedback via Google survey by June 19th, so we don't have much time. And that's on the DNR website. Go to the press releases. When you open up the DNR website and check that Google document, and that'll be able to help you.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any meetings yet.
Right. No, there won't be. It'll all be online, Lee. Hey, buddy, we got to let you go. We got to take our last commercial break, and we appreciate your input. Okay.
Have a good one, Al.
You do the same, buddy.
Okay. And Robin, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. We have one caller who's been waiting.
We don't have time, but let's get the break in, and then we'll talk to the caller. I'm sorry. Let's take that break, Aaron, right now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, do you have that beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use? Well, we had one here in our back room as well. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you will be ready for the future cold weather. It will be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. That's for sure. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop has everything you need for crabbing, including those low-profile Pasadena crab traps, those open-top crab traps, you know, the topless crab traps. And, we mean that with all due respect. They've got the baskets. They've got the baskets and lid, the measures, tongs, gloves, crab mallets, salted eel and chicken neck, aluminum steamers, 20 and 50 quart, Clyde's custom crab seasoning, trot lines and supplies. A rigged trot line is just $179.95. And they've got the commercial crab pots as well, crab hotels, cloth and wire crab rings, cloth and wire crab nets, a large selection of all that. Clyde's, well, crabs fear Clyde Sports Shop when they hear their name. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, Clyde'sFishingGear.com. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore.